Work's been underway during this year's Husker Harvest Days, not only to educate those in agriculture about the importance of E15, but to collect signatures that will be taken to Washington, D.C. Dave Warner is the treasurer for the Nebraska Corn Growers Association, sitting on their executive board as he talks about why they're pushing for E15 year-round.
We're trying to get enough names to send to Congress next week in Washington, D.C. about having E15 on the bill this fall yet on this session to get E15 year-round. They can call into the office in Lincoln or talk to one of us on the corn board themselves or the exec board. We can get things taken care of that way and get their name on the ballot. Everybody needs to sign this. Whether you're a farmer or even just buying gasoline, you need to be buying this. You need to be signing this, because it affects our future.
He goes on to explain why this E15 workings are so important to the corn industry.
Well, number one, we're running E10 right now. And so we need to up it to E15, which would use our more consumption of corn in the ethanol. So that's the biggest thing right now, is upping the blend to use more corn. We're producing more corn every year throughout this country, and we need a way to get rid of it. You know, we're not exporting very much, so we need to use in-house, and this is one way for us to do it. Because it's more efficient and it's clean burning, so when you are burning straight unleaded gasoline, it is dirty, it's what we call dirty. But when you run E15 or E10, it's a very clean burning, it's great for the environment, and it's great for your vehicle. It's clean burning for, you know, all your engines. We are producing fuel in Nebraska, Iowa. It doesn't matter. You know, the grain states are producing fuel. And so we need to be looking for ways in the fuel market to get rid of this grain. And this is a way to do it right now, is pushing E15.
And a perfect example of that workings happens to come out of the state of California and how they've embraced those higher blends.
You know, and Susan, you talk about that. I've been out there to Pearson Fuels out in California, and they have embraced E85 and now are embracing E10 really hard. I mean, they want clean fuel. They need to have clean fuel out there, and they are moving millions of gallons of E85 and E10, and we need to be looking at those guys and going, okay, they are pushing the market considerably hard to get into the ethanol market more and more. We need to be doing that here too.
Comments with Dave Warner, a corn farmer from Nebraska and also a part of the executive committee within Nebraska Corn and the Nebraska Corn Growers Association. I'm Susan Littlefield reporting.